It is a cool and in some places damp Thursday afternoon across New York and western New England. We continue to see showers and spots, all being driven by a flow of moisture coming up the eastern seaboard and a frontal system that is stalled to our west. To the west of that front, through western New York into the Great Lakes area, temperatures are several degrees warmer than they are in our region. It's also more humid to our west, and as we work through about the next 12 to 24 hours, we'll start to see that front come back in our direction as a warm front, and that will increase our humidity values, and it will also bring in some warmer air for the day tomorrow. Now, with that advancing front, we will continue to see the chance of showers and occasional thunderstorms, so we'll keep the umbrella handy over the next day or so. But by the weekend, conditions will dry out as we finally will see a cold front sweep across the region late tomorrow into tomorrow night, and that will result in drier weather for the upcoming weekend. But in the short term, it's still showery at times. We have some rain around now, and we will have rain in spots moving ahead into the night. Otherwise, we'll have some areas of fog, mist, and drizzle, and we could even see a thunderstorm roll through in spots. It'll start to turn a little bit more humid tonight, with overnight temperatures running in the upper 50s to mid-60s. During the day tomorrow, we'll see that warm front come through. On its heels will be a cold front, so it looks to be another gray day with showers and storms around. Temperatures will warm up from today's highs. Most areas will reach into the 70s tomorrow afternoon, and it will be more humid than it has been today. Again, though, that cold front will push to the east late tomorrow into tomorrow night, and we'll see drier weather come in for the weekend. So on Saturday, clouds will give way to sunshine with temperatures in the 70s, and high pressure builds in for Sunday, which is Father's Day. We're looking for sunshine with temperatures right around 80 degrees. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunder, areas of drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, high in the upper 60s to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunder, areas of drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunder, patchy drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possible thunder, areas of drizzle and fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, high in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, with a high around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.